Hello, hello to all of you. Today we are doing our follow through episode of the Business of Life Masterclass podcast from our interview with Lisa Klink. If you did not get a chance to listen to her first episode, please do. I promise you will not be disappointed. Her original episode aired on March 20th, and the topic was engaging your intellect and humor. How cool is that? Barb Zant, media sales leader and founder of the lifestyle brand and blog, The Stay at Work Mom.
Hi, everyone. It's Debbie Lundberg, performance and mindset coach with Presenting Powerfully.
Debbie, oh my goodness, we had a five-time Jeopardy champion on. That is the coolest thing ever.
And she's super humble about it. I don't even know if you noticed, but in some of the comments that we, from the post, some of her friends didn't know it. I mean, I would be like somehow having that on everything, like ask me about how cool Alex Trebek was or something, you know, not bragging that you were on there, but she is a five-time champion. And I'm putting it out there, Jeopardy would do well to contact Lisa Klink because she won five times and they're doing all these repeat, like people coming back. They're doing one from something from the 90s, the 2000s, the 2010s. I'm thinking she'd be great. Anybody who heard her on the show will be rooting for her to come. Maybe she doesn't want to now, you know, we didn't ask her, but I would love to see her on the show.
Absolutely. And especially with her Star Trek connection. So that is even cool. Her story there as well.
Yes. It's a very cool story. She has a new, did she say it? Cause I knew she had a book that was coming out, but she said that was done. Now it's a screenplay.
Yes.
She's working. I mean, this woman is quietly creating terrific things. And I mean, it's really cool that she does improv so much. And you think about being quick on your feet and being agile, and I won't say a gift, but it's what an investment she's made in herself, because I think she said for 9 years.
Yeah. And it's still going on. And so those were a couple of things that I implemented. And so I had improv, and I was going to talk about that later because me and you talked about doing that together. And
yes.
So I did some research, and there's lots of places that do it in Tampa, but it keeps bringing me back to my Leadership Tampa retreat and Carrie
Getz. Yes.
Carrie, and she was one of our past guests, but she moderated something. And I know she does improv. And so I thought about possibly doing something with one of our workshops for this podcast and have her moderate it.
Well, we can certainly ask her. You know, I run with her and I could ask her any day. I'm sure she will appreciate it. She's got a brand new business, Winzig Consulting. And I can't speak for her. I would guess she would make time for it, certainly, because she's been involved with Second City. So not to get off track from Lisa's podcast, but that's certainly something we could do is ask Carrie about it. So what else did you come up with?
So she is not a morning person, and that speaks to my heart because I, as you know, Debbie, I'm not a morning person either. And so one of the things that she does in her routine is spend time with her dog. And then she also does volunteer work. And we talked about doing that together, and we will. Our schedules haven't aligned yet. So I got with my husband and we did a walk with our two dogs in the morning. Chris usually handles that. And the reason he usually handles that, which made me acutely aware of why I'm going to keep that with him, is our dogs do not behave on the leash. And Chris says that they behave, and they do behave better with him, but they get tangled. They chase squirrels. They chase motorcycles. They're heavy. And so that is a little more stress than I allow in my mornings. So I am looking forward to either taking them separately and getting with you and maybe doing something. But yeah, I will definitely keep that because I love the family time and with the dogs. But in my morning routine, it did not work for me.
Well, as Lisa Klink says that she's that night person like you. And
yeah.
So when she gets up, I don't know. My guess is maybe her dogs are in a little bit of a different state. So Daisy doesn't get up when I do because she knows that Michael takes her. So I have done it twice and I have to wake her up. not really even wake her up, but get her to move because she doesn't believe it. She thinks, well, you're going running or you're going to Orange Theory. So she stays in her bed while Michael gets ready and then he takes her. So she and he, like in your home, they have a really good routine. So I've taken her twice and it worked out. It did. I simply planned a little bit differently and asked Carrie to run a little bit later. So for us, it worked out and Michael liked the break from it. Not that he loves Daisy and I don't mean it like he thinks it's a burden, but it gave him an opportunity not to have that. And I had a little extra time with Daisy because I do believe that she prefers him. We were laughing because we were at the Savannah Bananas game and they took parents and their kids and had the kids run to see who was their favorite parent. And I said, if we did that with Daisy, she would get Michael every time. So, I mean, I'm the one who gives her her medicine and I'm more strict on the discipline. So I get it. So implementing that from Lisa Klink's ideas worked. And so we'll do that sometimes, absolutely, especially now that Carrie and I have a couple of days where we've seen we have a little bit of flexibility sometimes, like on a Tuesday. So that I can see implementing. What I also really appreciated was Lisa talking about the groups that she has and yep. the support. And ironically, we're doing an event. It sounds like this is a Lisa Klink and Carrie Getz follow through. We're doing that to support StageWorks. And so we're coming together and we have our tune in and tune up group. And we have our, what we call Vino and whatever that we do for charities that we have that group. That's about 10 to 15 of us that I value tremendously. So when Lisa said that, and back to her humility, I remember her talking about having these women who she met, who they'd all been on Jeopardy and been Jeopardy champions. And I mean, just to get on Jeopardy, I can't even imagine because they're always saying, take that test. And I've not ever taken the test. I also think it would be really interesting. So perhaps you and I take the test. How about that one?
I love that. Let's I will not love test. My results. My husband loves Jeopardy and I get maybe 1 in 10 right. But I think it's the games. I have never been great at the games, but it's Chris's favorite show. Literally, he records it.
Well, we record it and we have. So, and I watched Lisa's when she was on all 5 episodes. Well, she's a 5-day champion. She's really on for 6 days. So there's 6 episodes and you can Google them and watch it. It's LISAKLINK. And so that is fun to watch. And again, I'm rooting for them to invite her back because, I mean, we know she has a sense of humor and she has such a subtlety that you just can't help but like her. And I don't know, that's something that you don't see in everyone who has that great intellect and the abilities that she does. So the other thing that she inspired was some more donations because if you go to her feed, if you're able to, then she's constantly promoting and supporting dogs that could use mm-hmm. rescue. Now we haven't done where we go walk the dogs through the Humane Society, the SPCA. So that is something you and I can still do. But one of the key things that I felt so much with Lisa is she was prepared. It wasn't at all scripted. And with her being a writer, I could see somebody going to that extreme. And, you know, we have other guests who prepare a lot. She just felt very conversational. And it seemed so genuine that she appreciated that we asked. And of course, you and I were in awe.
Yes, the connections. And so a lot of times, because she's a writer, she talked about, you know, being remote. And so she had many of the groups that she connects to. And some of her authors came out with that. She's in the process of her screenplay, her Jeopardy group. And so that is what I did is I connected with each of the different groups that I'm in. And then I obviously donated to support what we have coming up because I had a conflict. And then I just moved heaven and earth to make it happen because I wanted to be around, you know, my tribe and my people.
That's right.
And to support. And so that was great. And then just the fact that she's been doing improv, I think she said like 6 or 9 years.
I think we talked about that when I listened back.
Yes. And so I will head that up because I am super excited about really getting involved and thinking better on my feet and maybe answering those Jeopardy questions. So I look forward to doing that test with you. But as we close this out, please know, listeners, that you can stay connected with us on Instagram and Facebook at the Business of Life Masterclass. Me on Instagram at the Stay at Work Mom, and Debbie is Debbie Lundberg most everywhere. Debbie is Debbie Lundberg Coach on TikTok. If you like what you heard, please rate us 5 stars. We are committed to providing you with 5-star guests just like Lisa for inspiration. So stay tuned and thank you for joining us for this episode of the Business of Life Masterclass podcast for successful people embracing every chance to accomplish and experience all you can in business and in life.
Listen, choose, do. Thank you.
Thank you.